Unit 7. Focus 1. Language Skills. Section 1. Model Passage Reading. Conspiracy. Wow, I have got a story for you, my friend. How would you like me to tell you the story about how a simple family like mine got $2 million in just 1 year? Let me assure you that it was quite a year. My story starts simply enough in a small rural town in a Midwest state. The town is your typical town where you always hear that nobody locks their doors and everyone knows their neighbors. Well, I'm not actually sure this is standard practice in the world we live in now. We're too disconnected, it seems. It's much easier to walk inside and get on the computer to chat with people around the world than it is to talk face to face with your next door neighbor. Who will judge you through a chat box anyway? If they do, there is always an X in the upper right-hand corner to delete them from your screen. Wow, if only life would be so simple as to have a large X button to delete anything we no longer wanted to deal with. Imagine eliminating bills, mothers-in-law, and any number of things that we despise handling in our lives with a simple click. Speaking of mothers-in-law, I got myself a real piece of work, you might say. She was only 16 when she brought my wife into the world, and they practically grew up together as sisters instead of mother and daughter. They were always very close, too close, it seems. I married her when she was only 19, I was 28. I had already made a small place for myself in the world, running the only barber shop for 30 miles around. Things were going well, and I was already starting to put away for our retirement. Let me now introduce you to Bethany. She is a young, inexperienced, but very hungry girl. By hungry, I don't mean she likes to eat, I mean she likes to have. She enjoys the finer things in life. And upon getting married, it was my job to make sure that she got them. Well, I'm not complaining about my income as a barber. Let's just say it's in the mid-five figures. But to acquire things of the stature she wanted, I would definitely have to look for an alternate income. Shortly after our first anniversary, her mother moved in. She didn't move into one of those mother-in-law apartments out back of the main house, but rather she moved into the main house. A compact single-story house with no basement is a perfect fit for a young married couple. But add to it the bride's equally immature and shallow mother, and you have the makings of trouble. 2 years went by, and the credit card bills added up tremendously. I decided to go against the barber code and open the shop for a full day on Monday. Add to that the half day on Saturday that I already worked, and Sunday was my only break from being on my feet all day. My wife suggested to me that there were other opportunities to fill my evenings with. We attended a few business meetings, as she called them. They were actually recruiting seminars for everything from insurance to some phone card scam. I never once allowed her to join these things, because I saw them for what they were. As time went on, I began to develop back trouble from the constant standing around I was doing. I could hardly withstand it all. It was becoming more and more evident that I would have to change our lifestyle or increase our income. When I came home for lunch one day, as I always did, there was a man in a nice business suit sitting at our kitchen table. My wife told me she had a great investment for our future, and it would only cost $186 per month toward our retirement. At the moment, I was in a tired and very open-minded state. I agreed and allowed her to spend the money. The electronic debits from our checking account began immediately. $2 million was delivered to our house by special delivery less than 1 year later. It was quite an exciting day for everyone. My wife cried as she took the check from the man's hand and left her signature on the receipt. She and her mother hugged for the longest time as they shut the door behind him. Things were going to change. It was a whole new lifestyle for us all. My mother-in-law got every piece of jewellery she had ever wanted, but was too lazy to work for. My wife got a beautiful new house, cars, and anything else that she desired. They got pamphlets and brochures from the best travel agencies that offered them sightseeing itineraries to the classic resorts. My destination was a brand new plot in Pineview Cemetery, with the cheapest box they could find to put me in. My headstone was once a simple cross, but somehow it fell over sideways and now looks like a large marble X.
New words.
Conspiracy.
Lock.
Chat.
Delete.
Button.
Bill.
Despise.
Click.
Barbershop.
Retirement.
Barber.
Acquire.
Stature.
Definitely.
Alternate.
Compact.
Immature.
Shallow.
Tremendously.
Recruit.
Seminar.
Scam.
Constant.
Withstand.
Electronic.
Debit.
Deliver.
Delivery.
Signature.
Receipt.
Pamphlet.
Brochure.
Sightseeing.
Itinerary.
Classic.
Resort.
Destination.
Brand new.
Plot.
Pine.
Headstone.
Sideways.
Proper nouns.
Bethany.
Pine View Cemetery.
Section 2. Listening and speaking. Listening. 1. Listen to a conversation on the text only once, and then fill in the blanks according to what you've just heard.
Can you imagine a simple family like mine got $2 million in just 1 year?
Wow, how can you make it? Is that true?
Well, how would you like me to tell you the story? I live in a small rural town where nobody locks their doors and everyone knows their neighbours.
Yes, go ahead.
I got married with a young, inexperienced girl. To make things worse, my mother-in-law, who is equally immature and shallow as my wife, moved in.
Oh.
Since then, my credit card bills added up tremendously. So I decided to go against the barber code and work almost whole week, except on Sunday and the half day on Saturday.
Poor guy.
As time went on, I began to develop back trouble from the constant standing around I was doing. It was evident that I would have to change our lifestyle or increase our income.
Yes, that's right.
One day, my wife told me I could insure myself, and she thought it was a great investment for our future. I agreed.
So?
$2 million was delivered to our house less than 1 year later. Do you know how the large sum of money was spent?
Yes, I am curious.
My mother-in-law and my wife bought anything precious they used to desire, and my destination is a brand new plot in Pineview Cemetery, with the cheapest box they could find to put me in.
2. Listen to a conversation twice and then answer the questions. What's the matter with you, Paul? You look rather pale.
I didn't sleep well last night.
A stomachache or a headache?
Neither. The noise almost drove me mad.
Noise?
Yes, my neighbours made a lot of noise last night.
How come?
The young people in apartment 2 held a big party in their house. They danced and sang the whole night.
Oh.
The girl in apartment 3 was busy practicing the piano, which sounded awful. And the baby in apartment 4 cried loudly all day long.
My goodness.
And the dog in apartment 5 barked from time to time.
Oh, poor Paul.
That's not all. The couple in apartment 6 had a big argument. And the teenager in apartment 7 listened to the loud rock music till midnight.
What a terrible night.
See, I can't stand it anymore. I have to talk with my neighbours tonight.
What's the matter with you, Paul? You look rather pale.
I didn't sleep well last night.
A stomachache or a headache?
Neither. The noise almost drove me mad.
Noise?
Yes, My neighbours made a lot of noise last night.
How come?
The young people in apartment 2 held a big party in their house. They danced and sang the whole night.
Oh.
The girl in apartment 3 was busy practicing the piano, which sounded awful. And the baby in apartment 4 cried loudly all day long.
My goodness.
And the dog in apartment 5 barked from time to time.
Oh, poor Paul.
That's not all. The couple in apartment 6 had a big argument. And the teenager in apartment 7 listened to the loud rock music till midnight.
What a terrible night.
See, I can't stand it anymore. I have to talk with my neighbours tonight.
3. Listen to a passage twice and then choose the best answer to each question.
Life in America is full of bills. There are bills for house payments, car payments, electricity, utilities, loans, the telephone, and insurance, as well as many others. A person may have many different bills for the many different insurance policies he has. He may have insurance for his home, car, motorcycle, teeth, health, life, and so on. He's paying this money for this service in the hope that he never needs to use it. He doesn't want his house to be burnt down, his car to get wrecked, his motorcycle to get stolen, his teeth to fall out, or his life to get lost. So why does he pay to get insurance? The answer is simple. If he must use it even once, it probably has paid for itself. If he has a calamity and does not have insurance, he may lose everything he has because of all the bills he must pay. In California, it is a law that every car on the road must be insured. If not insured, you will be fined. Why? Because you may hit someone while driving, put him in the hospital for life, lose everything you own paying the resulting hospital bills, and so may not have the money it takes to pay for this man's lifelong medical problems. If everyone is insured while driving, this problem is pretty much solved. The insurance company pays the bills. Insurance is necessary also in business. You hope you never have to use it, but if you don't have it, you may find that you've lost some of your profits, if not your business.
Questions. 1. What is life in America like?
2. Which of the following is not true according to the passage?
3. Why do people pay so much money for insurance?
4. What may happen if one has a calamity but no insurance?
5. What can we infer from the passage?
Life in America is full of bills. There are bills for house payments, car payments, electricity, utilities, loans, the telephone, and insurance, as well as many others. A person may have many different bills for the many different insurance policies he has. He may have insurance for his home, car, motorcycle, teeth, health, life, and so on. He's paying this money for this service in the hope that he never needs to use it. He doesn't want his house to be burnt down, his car to get wrecked, his motorcycle to get stolen, his teeth to fall out, or his life to get lost. So why does he pay to get insurance? The answer is simple. If he must use it even once, it probably has paid for itself. If he has a calamity and does not have insurance, he may lose everything he has because of all the bills he must pay. In California, it is a law that every car on the road must be insured. If not insured, you will be fined. Why? Because you may hit someone while driving, put him in the hospital for life, lose everything you own paying the resulting hospital bills, and so may not have the money it takes to pay for this man's lifelong medical problems. If everyone is insured while driving, this problem is pretty much solved. The insurance company pays the bills. Insurance is necessary also in business. You hope you never have to use it, but if you don't have it, you may find that you've lost some of your profits, if not your business.
Questions. 1. What is life in America like?
Two. Which of the following is not true according to the passage?
Three. Why do people pay so much money for insurance?
Four. What may happen if one has a calamity but no insurance?
Five. What can we infer from the passage?
Speaking. Reference answer.
How can I help you, sir?
It's about this watch.
What seems to be the problem?
The alarm doesn't work and the strap leaves a green mark on my wrist when I take it off.
Have you worn the watch in the shower, perhaps, sir?
No, I only bought it 2 weeks ago. It's still under guarantee. But I must say, for the amount of money I paid for it, I'm very disappointed.
I'm so sorry you've been inconvenienced. Would you like a refund?
No, I'd rather have the watch replaced, please.
Right. Well, I'll just take down your purchasing details and we'll get this watch changed for you in no time.
Focus 2. Language use. Section 1. Practical reading.
Entrepreneurs learn from Amway's success in network marketing. Regardless of how you feel about MLM, multi-level marketing, or the mode of network marketing, Amway's success cannot be denied. Behind the over 3 million distributors with gross sales of over $7 billion in product in more than 70 countries, lies an effective management system that helps and gets the maximum out of an institution of different people. None of them operate from a company office, but they are mobile. Every entrepreneur can benefit from understanding how Amway recruits, trains, and motivates its independent distributors. Even with an annual turnover estimated to be in excess of 40%, Amway manages to keep growing. And now the current trend of outsourcing jobs and corporate downsizing plays right into their hands. Any entrepreneur or business person can learn from Amway and improve their company's performance by converting their techniques to Amway's. Studying Michael G. Pratt's academic article, The Good, The Bad, and The Unsure, Managing Identification Among Amway Distributors, in the September 2000 issue of Administrative Science Quarterly, provides some interesting information. Amway has focused on everyone's need for identity, his or her own, how they relate to their associates, and with the business or company with which they are linked. Having come to understand the importance of this issue, Amway figured out how to capitalize on the negative feelings people have with respect to their identity and through dream building and positive actions by the upline distributors, motivated them to become successful Amway distributors. Recruits to the Amway program are carefully screened to determine where they are on the dissatisfaction scale and why. Once determined, negative statements designed to increase the dissatisfaction, sense-breaking, by attacking the sense of why the individual should remain in that bad situation, are repeatedly presented to the individual. At the point when the person is willing to abandon the unpleasant situations, Amway then gives the person new meaning for his or her life, sense-giving, until finally the person takes action, sense-making, as he or she sees the sense of joining Amway. Once on board the Amway train, the downline people are constantly assessed by successful upline people who are unusually good at determining where they are in these three emotional states. Should anyone start to become ambivalent, help is quickly provided to whichever condition needs attention or reinforcement. How does this help you in your business? First, understand that many people are, for a variety of reasons, liable to have identity crises. Maybe you were too, and that's what motivated you to go into business for yourself. Employment concerns, family and financial issues, and worries about retirement all contribute. Second, consider that any person in such a frame of mind will not be very productive. Also realize that they will ultimately resolve their problems. And know that, as their employer, you may be the victim of their attempt to take action, or, as the one who helps them, you may be the beneficiary. Third, recognize that you, as their employer, are in a position to help them win the fight against the identity beast, or make it worse by how you deal with them. Last, you can and should always be looking for ways to help them improve their identity, their self-esteem, their business, and perhaps their personal relationships. How do you help? Practice what Amway does. Sharpen your people skills so you can tune in to how and when people are changing. We all do, some more frequently than others. But you have to be able to see who around you is changing and how, with respect to sense-breaking and sense-making, so you can provide more sense-giving. If the meaning of someone's life has become unclear, if he or she can't find a way to zero in on what's important, then that person certainly can't take action. They can't get back to helping themselves achieve their dreams or helping you achieve your objectives. But what's worse, they're available to a smooth-talking Amway recruiter or your competitor who is more tuned in to people. In the era of telecommuting, when people use the internet for their work, especially in the technical fields like engineering and science, more people are spending less time in offices or environments where deep appreciation and sincere attaboys are expressed. In these times and situations, it's easy for people to develop identity issues. If you can't see your organization and talk to them frequently and in depth, you may wind up losing good people to better employers. If Amway can get millions in sales per distributor, you ought to be able to get, what, half as much? Would you settle for 25? Just remember, the owners of Amway up in Canada are smiling at how little respect most of us give the MLMers.
New words.
Entrepreneur.
Mode.
Deny.
Distributor.
Gross.
Maximum.
Institution.
Mobile.
Motivate.
Excess.
Trend.
Outsourcing.
Corporate.
Downsize.
Performance.
Convert.
Academic.
Article.
Identification.
Administrative.
Quarterly.
Identity.
Relate.
Link.
Capitalize.
Respect.
Dissatisfaction.
Scale.
Assess.
Ambivalent.
Reinforcement.
Liable.
Crisis.
Contribute.
Frame.
Productive.
Ultimately.
Resolve.
Victim.
Beneficiary.
Self-esteem.
Sharpen.
Objective.
Recruiter.
Competitor.
Smooth talking.
Era.
Telecommuting.
Technical.
Sincere.
Attaboy.
Proper nouns.
Amway.
MLM, multi-level marketing.
Michael G. Pratt.
Administrative Science Quarterly.